You ever wonder how the needs that we have in our life change as we get older? You know, when I was a kid, I needed a Nintendo. I needed it. Then I got a little older and I needed the clothes that everybody else had. I needed this particular kind of Nikes. Reebok pump. I needed the Reebok pump. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Then I got a little bit older and I needed a girlfriend. I needed a girlfriend. Then I got a little bit older and I needed to get married. I needed to get married. I couldn't wait any longer. I had to get married. I needed to get married. Then I got married. And immediately I needed more money. I needed a better job. There was two of us eating on before what I was eating on for one. And now I needed a better job. And I got a better job. And then I needed insurance. And I needed children. And I needed a bigger car. And never in my wildest dreams as a young child needing a Nintendo did I say, I need a car. I need a minivan. I never thought I'd own a minivan, to be honest with you. I told Teresa when we got married I wanted four kids, and I think I was picturing some sort of trailer that I would pull behind my motorcycle. Never saw myself in a minivan. But our needs change. Now I've had a Nintendo, and I've had the kind of shoes I want. I've had the kind of clothes everybody else. And I've had a job. I forgot a job. I needed a job. I've had girlfriends. I was able to get married. God led me to the right girlfriend. And then I got another job. I got a better job. I got that taken care of, and I have children, and I have a minivan. And now I just need a nap. That's what I really need, is a nap. You know, I told you I'm reading in Exodus. If you've listened to any other podcast besides this one here lately, I'm in Exodus, and the children of Israel have made their exodus out of Egypt. But if you think about the progression of their needs just from when they were in slavery, first of all, they needed deliverance. They needed deliverance. And then they needed water. God gave them water. And then they needed food. God gave them manna. And then they needed the presence of God. And he met with them in Mount Sinai just as he had promised. And lo and behold, now they need a golden calf. Because they need to be able to see the God that they can worship. Moses has been on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And they make the statement, we don't know what's become of him. We don't know what's happened to Moses. We don't know if he's coming back. And we need us a God we can follow, and one we can lay our eyes on. I'm real big with the tangible, like most human beings. I want something I can put my eyes on. I talked yesterday briefly about meeting people's needs, even if that means those people don't have any idea what they need. And that can be a problem. Those are what we call bad relationships. That's where you get into the term someone who is an enabler, because they need this, even though they don't know what in the world they need. I think part of this for me, there's a couple lessons I've learned from this passage, is that number one, I am an impatient person. I am impatient. I look at the children of Israel, and like I've said many times, it's easy to throw a rock at somebody who isn't listening to God, but then I have to remember as I pick up that rock that I don't listen to God sometimes. And how easy is it for me to get impatient and think that I need something when really I don't? I just want it. It's really not what I need at all. It's what my flesh wants. That's the one lesson I've learned out of this passage. The other lesson I've learned out of this passage is that my faith is a lot like the children of Israel sometimes. I forget what God has already done in my life. And it's evident because looking forward, I can't even see that He's going to keep doing what He says He'll do because He's faithful. Like, God literally gets me over one hurdle and immediately I begin looking at the next hurdle thinking, how am I going to get over that? How am I going to get past that? Not even stopping to think or remember that God just got me over a hurdle. God just got me through this storm. And yeah, storm clouds are on the horizon, but you know what? I'm just coming out of a storm that God has helped me weather. Oh, if you look at Exodus and you read Exodus, the children of Israel, that was one of their problems. They couldn't remember what they'd just come through. God addresses this later in their lives because He begins to tell them to build memorials. Put rocks up. Make a column. Make a pillar. So that you can remember why you made this. And you can remember what I've done for you. It also reminded me that I don't want my flesh to win. I don't want to choose me. Because every time I choose me, I choose something that hurts me. I want to choose God. And even though choosing God sometimes hurts, that hurt is grounded in the truth that He is working out all things for my good. When I choose me and it hurts, I have to remember that it's because we live in a cursed world. And every time I choose sin, I'm going to pay the price for it. I'm going to pay the price for it. No. It does not lessen what Christ did for me on the cross. My sins are forgiven. I won't pay the price as far as standing in front of God and giving account for them one day because my sins are covered. They're washed. They're gone. He died for me on the cross and His blood covered my sins, past, present, and future. But what it does mean is the punishment for that sin. Whatever sin I've chosen, whatever me I've chosen, the selfishness that I've brought myself into is no doubt going to bring, it's going to bring me some punishment, and I deserve it. Mount Sinai is a crazy read. It's so easy to get in the self-righteous. How in the world could they forget who God was when he was meeting with Moses on a trembling, smoking, fire-covered, thundering mountain? But I have to ask the question, how do I forget who God is when He's done so much great in me? And, you know, I have to be careful as someone who wants to meet the needs of others. I want to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I really have to listen to His Spirit. I really have to listen to His voice leading and guiding me, because on one hand, I can meet someone's needs and help them. But on the other hand, if they don't know what they need, I can enable them and cause them to fall further and further into sin. I can enable them and cause them to choose self more and more. I have to be listening to God's voice on when it's time to meet the needs of others and when it's time to address in others that they don't know what they need. They want it. But if they knew that they didn't need it, would they still want it? You see, it's not my job to be everybody's Holy Spirit. It's not your job to be everybody's Holy Spirit. But it is our job to listen to the Holy Spirit. And in that, He'll tell us. He'll guide us. He'll lead us. He's always talking. Ah, I need to be always listening. I need to be always listening. You know why? Because my needs change. My fickle mind changes what it wants. But God's Spirit knows what I need. And that's what He'll lead me to if I'm listening.